Okay, we're all set. Right. Well, this is the final detailed design meeting. We're going to discuss the look and feel design, the user interface design, and we're going to evaluate the product. And the end result of this meeting has to be a decision on the details of this remote control, like absolute final decision. And then I'm going to have to specify the final design in the final report. So just from last time, to recap, you said we were going to have a snowman-shaped remote control with no LCD display, no need for talk back. It was hopefully going to be kinetic power and battery with rubber buttons, maybe backlighting the buttons with some internal LEDs to shine through the casing, hopefully a jog dial, and incorporating the slogan somewhere as well. Anything I've missed? Okay. So, if you want to present your prototype, go ahead.
Not a few changes I've made. I look at the expense and it turned out to be quite a lot expensive to have it open up and have lots of buttons and stuff inside. So instead of, this is going to be an LCD screen. Just a very, very basic one, very small. With access to the memory through the scroll wheel and the confirm and button. Apart from that, it's pretty much the same thing as last time.
And there isn't, it doesn't open up to the advanced functions. So the advanced functions are still hidden from you, but they're hidden in the sense that you cannot use.
Where are they?
They're in the LCD panel and the jog dial.
So what kind of thing is going to be?
The LCD panel just displays functionally what you're doing. If you're using an advanced function, right, like brightness, contrast, whatever, it would just say, you know, it's like, it only has four colors. It's a very simple LCD, like, whereas many, the minimum amount that you get, the usual automatically know, like, this is brightness or this is contrast.
Okay, cool.
It might even be one, a bit more complex LCD panel with pictures, like maybe the sun or the symbols of the various. That's a number pad.
Okay, so the number pad is.
Where are we going to have the slogan? Okay, cool.
You have this space here, and then you have this thing on the side as well, or at the bottom.
Okay.
Slogans are usually quite small, right? They're not like huge, so there's.
Okay.
Yeah, buttons about this size. So you would still have plenty of space for slogans.
So if this isn't to scale, what kind of dimensions are you thinking about here?
Well, we want the buttons to be big enough to push easily with the finger, so we're reckoning that would be about the same size as the thumb hand.
Yeah, so that would be about a centimeter for a button. So 1, 2, 3, 4 centimeters, plus maybe half, 5.
9, 7, 8.
So we're talking about 10 centimeters. That would be good. So 10 centimeters in height, okay.
That would be good. So 10 is about 10 centimeters usually. So that would be, that sounds like a really good
size. Yeah.
You see it there.
That's great, and it's very bright as well. So, okay.
Is it possible? I'm just going to bring up the idea of colors. Are these the colors that are production? Is this just what we have available?
We're going to have again the yellow from last time as well when you pick it up.
Okay, so just could you just list all the things that it does so I can write them in the report?
Because it's red, it's sort of very common. We're going to use it as it's going to be a power button if you hold it for maybe 2 seconds. And I'll send a standby signal. Apart from that, it's going to be used as a confirm button for the LCD screen.
Okay.
And you can use this as a jog dial.
Okay. So that's like an OK button.
Oh, we've discussed how high it is, but how wide is it?
Okay.
How high is it?
No, as in the height.
Yeah.
But what about the width?
Oh, like depth of the actual thing?
About 3.5.
Okay.
I was just to get an idea of scale from your thing there. Okay. So you can power on and off. What else can you do?
You can switch the channel using these buttons.
Okay.
What about and volume control here. But because we've got the LCD and the gel dial, we just thought we'd use that as volume.
Okay, gel dial for volume. And what else do you do with the gel dial?
You can use it for more advanced functions like contrast, color.
Contrast, brightness, anything else?
It's whatever else we want to include in the advanced functions. We don't have people to specify there.
Well, as the designers, what are they?
What can we do?
Okay, things like brightness, contrast.
Uh-huh.
Maybe tuning the channels.
Okay, channel tuning. That's a good one.
What else? The various inputs. So you have a VCMI, you have a which input you have.
Okay, auxiliary inputs.
Color sharpness.
Yeah, color sharpness.
Sharpness.
A lot of these things will have to be free and open for users to define them.
Okay, what about sound settings? Or can you change any of those at all?
Audio, you have like your basic, your bass, your mid range, your high range. You have the balance. Yep, left right balance. Maybe even pre-programmed sound modes. Like,
okay.
The user could determine like a series of sound modes, and then what could happen would be when you click on that, then we go to the next setting.
Okay. Is there anything else at all it can do? Because that's fine, just need to know so I can write it down. Okay. Right, I guess that's it. So we can now have a little look at the Excel sheet and price this thing and see if we need to rethink anything at all. So for this first part here, power-wise, have we got battery? Do we have kinetic as well?
No.
No? Okay. Just battery. And that's because of cost restraints, is it? Okay. What about the electronics here? Advanced chip? Okay, the case, what does it mean by single and double, do you know?
I think single just be sort of one sort of oval, or doubles.
So we want double curved?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any rubber at all in the buttons?
No,
or? Okay. And we want it special colours, don't we? So I'll have to pop that. Oh no, wait. How many colours have we got there?
For the case itself, one colour. It's one special colour.
Just one colour, okay.
The case unit itself.
Okay. So interface-wise, is it this third option we have? The two of them there?
One. And the LCD screen.
Okay. And then buttons.
I mean,
we have what?
We have
two colours?
Raven clear.
We've got push buttons as well.
Like, oh wait, so push button and integrated scroll, okay.
So if you've got one button for this, one big sheet or other.
Uh-huh.
Not sure if that counts.
Okay.
Okay, let's just be safe and put, let's say, four buttons for that one.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe a special colour for the buttons, so maybe four of them.
Four? So, well, why are we arriving at the number four? Where does the number four come from?
Because that's one button, but it's the complexity of 12 buttons.
Okay, all right. So we're writing down four.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, these, are we wanting them in?
No.
They're just, is everything going to be plastic? Okay. So we're quite far over. Something's going to have to go. We're at 16.8. And
how are we going to achieve this high-end product?
Well, something has to go to the tune of 2.3 euro. So, let me see, what are we, I mean...
4.3,
yeah. Oh, yes, sorry, 4.3. Math is all right.
Yeah.
How much would that save?
Maybe one.
One.
The other thing could be that you could take away the LCD panel and the advanced chip together. Because when you... do something on the TV, the TV responds and reacts as well. So the user could be looking at the TV and pushing his thing, so maybe not need to So when we scroll, we need to some way like get the 3D to respond.
Okay,
which
so
I think is a technically doable thing. So.
Mm-hmm.
So what's our reviewed suggestion? Take away the LC display.
Yeah. And the advanced chip goes away as well.
To be replaced with a
regular chip.
Okay. And so we've got 0.3 to get rid of. And we have, where are the four push buttons are, where exactly now?
The 12 buttons that you see there.
12 buttons.
It's on one piece of rubber, but it's going to have 12 buttons.
Yeah.
Functioning, you have to set, so 4 is a good estimate for.
Do you think?
Yeah. You can't actually cut. It's like 3 times the number of buttons. 4, 8, 12.
Is that one big button, or is it 12 buttons? How can it be something in between?
It needs to be more than one big button, because if you open up your phone, and then there's actually one button underneath. It's just a panel itself, a single panel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we have 0.3 to get rid of somewhere.
Just report that it has to be over budget. Or the colors.
No, can
we? Take away the colors for the buttons.
Yeah, we could just go with
normal color buttons.
Well, do you want color differentiation here?
No, that's not the button.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry. Yeah, then.
The button's only refer to the pad, so.
Right, so.
Take that off.
Aww.
It's back to the original.
Mm-hmm.
So then these just become normal color buttons.
Mm-hmm.
That might be really cutting the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that's a shit. Right. So take away that completely. Aww. And now we're under budget. So we do have 0.5 euro to play with if we wanted.
How about with embossing the logo? Isn't that going to cost us some money?
Doesn't say so.
I can offer you buttons as our special form, the buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. One. Does that mean that one button has a special form, or?
No, there's just one button. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. So I'm just going to have to redraw this now. So we're not going to have the LCD anymore. We're just going to have an on the TV. It will show you what you're doing, which I think is fair enough. And so this is going to be one big thing here.
Was the goal in your prototype design, would it be as low profile as possible?
And low profile.
Sort of flat.
The end is quite deep, sort of.
Yeah.
It might be comfy to hold your hands
rather
than wide as well.
Sure.
You didn't have enough Play-Doh to make it.
Yeah, alright. Okay, just
so there's one more dimension to the thing which we need to add. You might want to add in width and height.
Right, okay. So just to be thorough then, width-wise we're looking at about, 3 centimetres or something? Okay. And then so. Height wise, how tall do you envisage being? About that big? About 2 centimetres, okay.
2 is not very high at all.
This is about 2. Slightly more than 2.
Yeah,
about
that.
Okay, upside. Yeah. Okay, we'll say 2.5. Okay, so we have it within cost anyway. Project evaluation is this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so can we close that? This is what it's the final spec that's going to be. So I'm just going to have to. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
It's probably just. I don't know if it's worth getting into, but just in that we want it to be stylish. Should we think a little bit more out of the box in terms of a button grid? Because I've seen there's lots of devices out there that instead of taking your standard 9 square grid and have it sort of stylized or in a different concept.
I think that's something that's very hard to catch.
Yeah.
So you restrict the number of people who want to try something.
Sure, okay.
The look and the color is something which is cool.
Yeah.
But I think there's also that factor of if it's too unfamiliar.
Okay, sure.
Because when you
what
put
about
it on
button
the shelf,
shape, square buttons?
Yeah, button shape might be a good idea to change rather than positioning, because I think positioning is we're kind of ingrained into the telephone kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So at this point, we discuss how satisfied we all are with these 4 points, with the room for creativity in the project and leadership and teamwork and the stuff we had around us, I guess. Yeah, I wasn't really sure what that was. Yeah, go for that first. I wasn't entirely sure what he was supposed to be doing that, but
sure.
you go for it.
Alright, so the way this works, then you're going to be calling a PowerPoint.
Okay.
I'm doing as quick as possible.
Okay.
Let's go over your head, if it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think you need power.
I don't need PowerPoint.
No, the power core itself.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So we need the freedom to move that one.
So, what this is this for us to use kind of like a, the ideas that I've set up. I've reviewed all of the points of discussion from the beginning and used that as a criteria of evaluation for the current design for the plan, and so we can review that. I think it's going to end up being the elementary because we're not going to probably use it. And I'm going to write up our results on the board, so this will be a way for us to go through and decide if we're to review where we stand. Okay. So to sort of bring together two things, sort of design goals and also the market research that we had, when we rate that one is high in fitting to our original aim, and seven is low.
Okay.
So these are, we've been asked to collectively rate this, so what we can do is try and just work on a consensus system. So we just come to an agreement.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one, stylish look and feel.
I rate that pretty highly.
Well, yeah, I mean, compared to most remote controllers, you say that's pretty good. I don't know, like a six or something.
Yeah.
What does anybody else think?
Yeah, my only reservation with it was that we basically went with yellow because it's the company's color.
Mm.
And I don't know if yellow is going to really be a hit.
Mm. Okay.
What do you guys think?
I would say 5 or 6.
Okay.
David?
Yep. No.
Okay, let's go to 5 then.
Okay.
It's 1 to 7, right?
Oh, yes. Sorry, then I would say 2 or 3.
Okay.
Wait, what's the scale? 1 to 7? 1 to 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. 1 is high.
Ah. Okay, yeah, 2 or 3. Okay.
2 or 5 then. Okay. Control, high-tech innovation?
Well, it has to be jogged on, but...
Yeah. So, we had to remove a few of our features we wanted, but jogged on...
Might be 3 or 4, maybe 3.
Yeah, going towards a little bit higher than
okay.
Yeah, like 3, okay.
Okay. Flower effect, fruit inspired color design. Mm. I just said color.
Well, that's
okay,
kind
the
of.
The blue colors and those that actually represent the color, except
yeah.
for the red button, they exist
okay.
for one of them.
But the yellow, I mean, it could be a lemon yellow color.
Yeah, the yellow is more representative of the color, but the button itself, the blue, can be anything else.
Okay, so design is simple to use, simple in features.
Yeah, I mean, it's really basic looking, isn't it? I mean, I'd give that nearly a 1.
Soft and spongy, we achieved that. We use mostly plastic in the end. It's going to be quite a bit of a compromise for price.
5? That's really good. Yeah, I suppose. Okay.
Yeah.
Could we use an entirely rubber frame? Is that an option?
It's going to have that on the side, aren't we, right there, isn't it?
And Within budget.
Yep.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can say then as possible or, you know.
Out of 49, I guess.
Yeah, out of 49 with zero being the highest. Yeah. 2, 7, 8, 10, 15.5.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Translate to something like the approximately 72% efficacy of our original goal. Right?
Yeah.
I think, because if you turn that into 100, it would be about
twice that, about 31.
And then invert that.
So yeah, well you have a 69-70%,
oh,
yeah.
Right.
It's pretty good.
Okay. That was just a little formality for us to go through.
Okay. Nobody saw it, honestly. Is that you all finished? Or?
Yeah, that's me. I did have one other frame of thought. I mean, I, not knowing how we would deal with this information, I thought, okay, in theory, this kind of process would be about refining our design, revisiting our original goals. It's not something I need to push through, but I thought, should be thinking more about the dimensions, sort of like more of a three-dimensional shape as well, as opposed to just that flat. Could our design involve a series of colors, that it's more of like a line where we have like sort of, I don't know, like the harvest line or the vibrant, I don't know, whatever, just some theme, and then we have different tones, lime, green, lemon.
Okay.
It's just discussion. I mean, obviously we can just abandon this, it's fine. Just thinking about what we originally set out to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Are you submitting the evaluation criteria, or am I? I don't know what your instructions have been.
I think you have to record it, and I haven't been asked to submit it yet.
Okay. Just wondering if I need to include it in the minutes, because if you're submitting it anyway.
I will.
Okay, great. Cool. Right. Well, next up then, because we've done finance, is the project evaluation.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm just trying to incorporate the logo into the
thing. All right, okay.
So I'm playing with the Play-Doh as well. Just in case you're wondering.
Is he still playing with the Play-Doh?
Right, okay. Well, do you want to just individually say what you think about these 4 points and, or not those 4 points, my 4 points, sorry. I got a map. I got a different.
I like those printer cables that just have the two little butterfly clips.
Good on there. Right, okay. Yeah, here we are. I don't know, we'll do this alphabetically. And do the start, Andrew?
Sure. So what is it you're asking me now?
I don't know, just your opinion on these four points really, and how we use them. Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll just go through your system. The room is very institutional, but the main thing is, I think, our use of the space is more just to report on things as opposed to be creative and constructive. And would probably help to have sort of a cumulative effect of, if we have ideas and we come back and then the ideas are still in discussion. You know, as in other words, this room is sort of a center point of creativity, whereas in reality, as we've gone through this, it's not really a center point of creativity. It's more just a
Well, do you feel though that you were able to have quite a lot of creative input into the
thing? But that's just the thing, is the question in terms of the first point there, the room, it feels as though the creativity goes on when we leave and then we come here and then we kind of put out our ideas and then
I don't think it means the room as in this room. I think it means like, you know.
Oh right.
Yeah.
All right, I just looked up and saw, okay, what digital pens, the room.
Oh, yeah.
No, of course, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think it means, did you feel you were able to give creative input? So.
Answering the question in those terms, I'd say that actually there's sort of a tease of creativity because we're asked to work through this, but actually the guidelines are fairly contrived in terms of, fashion trends, say fruit and vegetable color scheme, and then we're told, okay, use the company colors. So what do we do? We're told, okay, think in terms of style and look and feel and technology, but build something for 12.5 pounds.
Okay.
So actually, the creativity is more of like a sort of a formality than an actual.
Okay.
Caged within.
Yeah,
whatever
constraints.
It's like a balloon in a cage. It can go so big, it's not hit the side.
Okay, do you know, actually let's take each point and everybody discuss it, I think, yeah. So still on the topic of room for creativity, next up is Craig.
I agree with the point. It's quite a lot of fun to go through and then you stop at the end and go, right, got everything out because we don't have that money.
Yeah. I think another point is that the meetings are more brainstorming sessions than meetings, so time is also a very strong factor in structure. Because for a brainstorming meeting, you want a structure that allows ideas to get tossed, to be evaluated, and to be reviewed, and to get feedback and come back. And I guess that point about the room not being very friendly to that, I think that's a very big thing. And I think the fact that we're wearing these things restricts.
Sure.
I feel it because I wear my glasses, right? And like, but that irritates me, right? It does actually, you know, affect how whether you feel comfortable to communicate. I feel like I'm hiding behind the equipment rather than the equipment is helping me.
So you think a more relaxed atmosphere would be more kind of conducive
not so
to creative thought?
The atmosphere is very relaxed, but
the actual
the
environment.
Gear, you know, creates boundaries for that. And the time given also.
Okay. Very good. What about leadership? I don't know if that means like if I did a good job or something, I don't really know.
Yeah, well, I mean, my sense on that is sort of what kind of guidance and direction.
From like your personal coach person and stuff like that, I think maybe.
Yeah, from you as well, sort of acting as a team leader.
Okay.
I think it's good. I mean, my personal views on leadership is that effective leadership sort of gives people a certain room for freedom and delegation, but then come back with something that they take great ownership and innovative thought with. In reality, I think here the different elements of leadership, such as the original briefing and then the personal coach and then you know having you with the meeting agenda is actually quite a confining framework to work within. Mm-hmm. And so it is leadership almost at the point of sort of disempowering the team member. So.
Okay.
But it's not bad leadership, it's just sort of fairly strong. You know. It turns the individual into more of like a sort of a predetermined mechanism as opposed to.
So you think maybe a little too controlling? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think controlling is not the right word. I think the interactions are very structured. I think structure is probably what you're saying, that each individual is structured to one particular task. Rather than controlling, I don't mean control, because our decisions have been made in terms of like a consensus, right? You go around and you think about it, but that, you know, process actually says you have to do it in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It doesn't tell you, you know, you might want to be a bit more creative in terms of the process.
Yeah.
Okay. What about teamwork?
Did you want to
talk about it? It's hard because we can only discuss things in the meeting.
Yeah.
If you discuss them in the meeting and have a quick talk, then we're doing it a lot easier.
Okay.
I think you tried to use the common share folder to communicate, but it just comes back to us so slow in the email.
Mm.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a messenger.
Did you guys get the email I sent you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right. I was wondering if that got there. Okay. Okay. So, in, to summarize the teamwork issue, saying that if we could communicate outside the meeting, you know, just like quick questions, quick thoughts, whatever,
yeah.
It probably would be.
Yeah, I think
easier.
The tools that they were given, the tool set they were given to us, are fancy, but they don't support collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the word. They
mm-hmm.
don't support the
oh
team
right,
working
okay.
together.
Yeah,
they're still very individual tools.
Yeah, I mean, so taking upon that idea, the way I see this is that it's the structure in which we've approached this whole task is quite contrary to the principle of teamwork, because the tasks were the sort of divided, and then the work went on in isolation.
Mm.
I don't know what you guys did while you were together. Maybe that was a bit different, but yeah. But actually, if you imagine the entirely completely same task given to us, but us that okay, first thing we have to do is come up with let's say a design concept, and we sit here together and do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what teamwork is. To say okay, go off and don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
It's actually sort of predisposes you to quite the contrary of teamwork.
Okay.
Not that we haven't done. I think the best we could have done.
Okay.
Not dissatisfied with.
Right. Anything else to say on teamwork at all? Okay. What about the, you know, how we use the whiteboard, the digital pens, the projector, stuff like that? Did anybody think anything was like really useful? Anything was pretty unsupported?
I think the whiteboard for me is the kind of thing I would use all the time, but it's not quite as useful to us as it could have been, maybe just in the way that we use it, in the sense that once we have an idea out there, or while work was going on in between meetings, that could have been up on the board,
mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to in text. And then we could then keep our ideas sort of building on that. I know that people who've done cars and, you know, in aviation, they quite often just have a simple, like, fiberglass prototype, and it's completely, you know, abstract from
mm-hmm.
the final product, but they use it as a kind of a context to sort
yeah.
of walk around and puzzle on
and point
and
at
point and discuss
yeah.
and in a way everybody's as we discuss things in theoretically in one of our notebooks, we're actually just each of us discussing something that's in each of our minds. It wasn't until we had
yeah.
this here, you know, like at one point I peeked across and looked at Craig's paper and I'm like, now I know what he's thinking because I saw his book. But the whiteboard could have actually been this kind of continuing.
So do you think producing a prototype earlier in the process would have been a good idea?
I think the focus of it a lot was the PowerPoint as opposed to the whiteboard. And I think that is also does hinders and things. I think it would be cooler to have the whiteboard rather than the PowerPoint, or maybe the whiteboard and the PowerPoint in the same place.
Yeah, because the PowerPoint was provided to us while we had time to prepare. Whereas I can imagine if I'd been encouraged to use paintbrush, for example, or whatever, I would have actually used it. You know, just because that's sort of how what we were set up to use all the time.
Okay.
Too many PowerPoints in the meetings.
The plugin spent
a lot of time doing that. And a lot of information on the PowerPoints. I don't think, you know, we need it to actually, we could have gone through them very broadly, especially my slides, I thought that.
Okay. What about the digital pens? Did you find them easy enough to use?
Sure.
Yep. Clunky. Agreed.
Clunky. Okay.
Take it before you go off. That's a bit annoying as well.
I know. I think at the very start of today, I wrote a whole load of stuff, didn't click note on one, then went back and wrote one tiny wee thing on another page, but then did click note. And so I'm quite worried that I've just written over the top of it or something, but they'll have my paper anyway. And I haven't done that
since. The pen is very intuitive. Everybody knows how to use it.
On the topic of the technology, it just occurred to me that we actually didn't need to move our computers because each computer has all of the files.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me that
we only needed one computer.
We only actually needed one computer.
Yeah.
If
that's
there had been a fifth, it could have just been sitting there ready to go.
And the computer may not be conducive to a meeting because you tend to look at your computer and want to have the urge to check something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's useful, but...
Do you think the computers just provide distraction in the meeting?
I think too many computers are just distracting.
Okay. And I like to have things written down in front of me, actually. Like, a lot of the stuff that was emailed to me, I ended up, you know, like, writing down there or something, so I could look at it really quickly and not have the distraction of all of that. I don't know about anybody else. What else? I'm not really sure what they're looking for in say new ideas found. I don't know. Could you think of like, anything else that would have been helpful today? At all.
Well, the main one for me is that the process in a natural context would not have been interrupted by this necessity to miscommunicate ourselves.
Yeah, if we just
that's kind of a new idea for me is like just sort of an idea while I'm hard to keep working forward on a team.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was quite good that we had time limits on the meetings because they really could have run on. And like my experience of meetings is that they really do,
yeah.
And you can spend a lot of time talking. But the only thing is, though, like when we had our meeting about the conceptual design, I thought there maybe another 15 minutes would have been useful there. But I think maybe if we like all been working in the one room and they've just said, you know, like every hour or something, everybody make sure you know, just have a short meeting and then just just to have like something written down, just like, you know, a milestone if you like, rather than having meetings, but there you go. So in closing, I haven't got my 5 minutes to go. There it is. 5 minutes to go. Wonderful. Okay, are the costs within the budget? Yes, they are. And is the project evaluated? Yes, it is. So now you celebrate. Woo! Well, apparently now I write the final report. What are you guys doing now?
I don't know.
You didn't know?
Wow.
That is lovely.
What did you call?
See, it looks like a magician.
So is that just the logo or is it doing a thing?
Yeah, it's just the logo.
Just the logo and then like ninja Homer. Right, okay.
The red is supposed to represent whatever else you want to print on the side.
Mm-hmm.
That is
quite
nice.
Technology or
something. So this
you can throw Homer when you're frustrated.
It's cool. I'm slightly gutted that we couldn't get plastic and rubber. I think that would have been nice.
Yeah.
Oh well. Maybe from now on Real Reaction should give us more money.
Oh, I did learn something. Play-Doh is useful. No, it is. It is useful in conceptualizing and being creative.
Really?
But you say it's something you can put your hands on and feel and touch.
Yeah.
That's why like we were playing with the Play-Doh and the ideas came with the Play-Doh.
Did they?
Rather than with everything else. You might want to write that down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just feeling with Play-Doh. Yeah.
Play-Doh. Yeah, it smells funny, doesn't it? Yeah, like the stuff for real. I think it has to be, yeah.
It's just wheat. It's the stuff that your mom could make with preservatives.
So what are your summarizing words about Play-Doh?
It's helpful to the creative process.
Okay.
It engages all your senses, not just your sight, but your sense of feel, your sense of touch, and it helps you understand dimension as well. I think that's very helpful because it starts to pop up, whereas on a piece of paper, on a computer, on a board, even with the 3D graphic thing, it still requires a lot of tangible.
Tangible. Okay. I don't know if there's anything else we need to discuss. That's about it, really. Just sit still, I guess, for a while.
Do we retreat to our? Can continue our?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure that'll The little thing will pop up any minute now.
Can we go on to the next part?
Yeah, the meeting's over then, I guess so.
I'm right,
oh.